We got a wonderful meeting place over there, don't we? Sure do. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2. May the Lord richly bless each one and every one here this morning. May he bless the reading of his word to our hearts. I'm going to take time just to read this whole chapter. It was only 18 verses. Look at a few of them by the grace of God. Hebrews chapter number 2. Verse number 1 says, therefore, we ought to give them more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come wherein we speak. One in a certain place testified and said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor. You did set him over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he had put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For became him for whom all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all of one, which calls you not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. And again I put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God have given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him hath the power of death, that's the devil, deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For he took not on him the nature of angels, but took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. I want to read a verse in the book of John, chapter number, I believe, number 20. John chapter number 20. I want to read verse 15 through verse 17. John chapter 20, verse 15 through 17. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Of course, this is at his resurrection. She supposed him to be the gardener. Saith unto him, sir, if thou borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Raymon, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But don't you notice what he said here, but go tell my brethren. He says, and say unto them, I send unto my Father, and listen to this, your Father, and to my God, and your God. You know what? He said over in the book of Hebrews, he wasn't ashamed to call us his brethren. Hallelujah. You know what? That was my blood brother up here, and I'm not ashamed to call him that either. He's my blood brother. But you know what? Thank God. I got a lot of brothers and sisters in the Lord. But you know what? I want to thank God for grace and mercy that he's not ashamed to call us his brethren. Hallelujah. He'll take an old sinner, save him by his marvelous grace, and change him. And you know what? Not only become his brethren, but he said, I want to tell you something. You tell them that I'm going back to my God and their God or your God. Talking to Mary. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I want to tell you, I'm going back to tell my brethren. And when he's telling them that, he's telling us that. That he's going back to be with the Father, his God, and his our God. His Father and our Father. Glory to God. I'm glad. You said, how did you become the brethren of our Lord? I came that through the new birth and through adoption. Double. You know, if you adopt somebody, they become your son or daughter, whatever, legally. But Jesus said we were adopted. He said we were chosen. He said we were called. We were elected. In God, in his marvelous grace and mercy, he said we were his brethren. Thank God we are. You say, well, I'm not a man, I'm a sister. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you're his sister then. If you want to say it that way, thank God you're his sister. Hey, you know what he said one time, don't you? Somebody said, Tom said, your brothers and your family's out here. He said, they that do the will of God, my family. He said, they that do the will of God. I'm telling you something. We are part of his family. I don't know about you, but that's shouting ground. That's praising ground. And praising him and thanking him all through. And that's why, listen, that's why the Bible says, how shall you escape if you neglect so great of salvation? God's performed a great salvation for us. He said there's no way to escape. Listen, don't you neglect this great thing that God has prepared for us. This salvation is great. It's great, listen, in many ways. It's great because of him, listen, that's given it to us. He paid that supreme sacrifice. He said that we were redeemed, not with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. This salvation is great, and don't you neglect it. It's great because of the price he paid for it. It's great because, listen, what he saved us from. If it ever dawns on you, if the Holy Ghost ever reveals to you, and you see where you headed in your eternal doom without Jesus Christ, you'd say it's great too, because God delivered you from the path of destruction and eternal destruction. Listen, but I want to thank God. It's great from what he saved us from our sin. Sin will ruin you. Sin will take you down the wrong path. Sin will. Well, thank God. God's got a great salvation. Hallelujah. It's so great. Can't imagine. But thank God what he saved us from. Not only that, but what he saved us to. You think about that. How great it is. He didn't just save us from our sins. Thank God he did. That's a wonderful thing. He didn't just listen. But he, listen, save us from something. But he saved us to something. We headed somewhere, folks. We are. Hallelujah. We go into a place which is called heaven in this great salvation. It took, listen, somebody said one time, couldn't God save us some other way? I don't believe he could. I know he couldn't, because listen, if he had, he would have done it. But he gave his only begotten son. That's what made this salvation so great. It's a wonderful thing, what he saved us, and how he saved us to where he's carrying us. Don't you neglect it. Don't you, listen, put it off. It all. I was listening to that song, Oh Wasted Years. Oh Wasted Time. Oh Wasted Life. Oh Wasted Life. We don't need to waste it at all. What we have, our wonderful Lord. Don't you neglect it. Don't neglect this great salvation. You know what? You don't have to reject it. You don't have to disown it. You don't have to even disbelieve it. All you got to do is put it off. Put it off and neglect it. I'll tell you something else. If we neglect him, even us as Christians, we don't need to neglect our salvation either. Once we get it. Amen. We need to work it out. Why? Because God works it in. And we need to work it out. We don't need to neglect it. You know, a lot of times that's why we don't need to neglect anything to do with God. We don't need to neglect the house of God. We don't need to neglect the work of God. We don't need to be neglectful when it comes to the things of God. Someone was telling about some other day got fired. Said they talked to him two or three times and wrote him up two or three times and they just fired him. Why did they fire him? Neglecting their job. Listen, don't neglect the most important thing that you'll ever be faced with. That's just great. Salvation. Hallelujah. So we don't need to neglect it. You know why? He's already said, every word spoken by the angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience. It says, receive just recompense of reward. I'm telling you. How shall we escape? He said in other places, I read in the book of Peter, if God spared not the angels that sin, if God spared not the old world, if God spared not these, neither will he spare this generation, neither will he spare, if you don't come to him and his wonderful salvation, he won't spare you either. We must wake up. Notice what he said now. He said, also, but what he's looking at, look at verse number 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor, suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. I tell you, when I got to looking at it, I'm glad he tasted death. He by the grace of God. Listen, it's the grace of God all the way. It's grace that brought this wonderful salvation to us. We saved by grace. He, even by the grace of God, tasted death for you and tasted it for me. I'm glad he did, because when you walk through it, he said, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. The psalmist said, because why? Because thou art with me. But notice what he said. We see Jesus. What are you looking at? Are you looking at your problems? Are you looking at him? Are you looking at your circumstances, the situations? Are you looking at him? He said, looking at Jesus. You know why? Another in this book says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. That's why we need to look to him. Not only did he start this thing, Now I want to tell you something. This next verse blesses my heart. You know why? Look at what he said in verse number 10. For it became him for whom are all things. All things are, listen, all things are of him. And they are by him. And they for him. And bringing, look what he's doing, many sons unto glory. Hallelujah. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. You know what God's doing? He's the captain now. He's the captain. I read one time where that makes a lot of difference in a group of troops. What that captain's doing. I'll tell you what this captain's doing, our captain of our salvation. He's leading us. You know what he's doing? He's bringing us to glory. Hey, you know what? I'm going to follow him by the grace of God. Because he's bringing me. He's carrying me. He's taking me there. The captain of my salvation. That's why I'm not walking alone. Therefore, I'm not strolling alone. Therefore, I'm not listening. He's leading the way. He's the captain. He's giving the orders. He's saying, he's encouraging. He's saying, go. When he's saying, stop. He said, he's leading me. He's the captain of my, listen, thank God of my salvation. You remember where, was it Joshua? In the Old Testament. When he saw somebody standing over. And he comes up to him. He said to him, he said, whose side's you on? He didn't know, he'd know it was the Lord at that time. You on the Lord's side or their side? He said, I'm the captain of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. That's that same woman. Me and somebody was talking yesterday. Might be me and Brother Hayward. We was talking to somebody. We was talking about even when he appeared in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Someone asked the question, how'd that king know he was the Son of God? I'll tell you how he knew. I believe God gave him a divine revelation. He knew who he was. You know what he said? We didn't throw but three men. Did not we just throw three men in that fire? He said, the fourth looks like the Son of God. I remember our evangelist, Brother Don, was preaching. He said, how in the world, Nineveh, you think about this, how in the world a nation like Nineveh didn't know nothing about God, but you know why they repented? They said they believed God. And you know when you and I are going to repent? When we believe God and what he said in this word. If we believe God, they believe God and repented. And listen, I'm telling you, the captain of our salvation, listen, he'll walk through the fire with you. He'll go through the lion's den with you. He'll go different places. He'll lead you because he's leading us to glory. Hallelujah. He's carrying us on. Glory to God. You're not alone. Not by yourself. Aren't you glad? I praise God for it. And so it says, became him for whom are all things, all things are of him, and all by him, by whom are all things. He's bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of the salvation perfect through suffering. Now, why did the Lord go through suffering? Said to make him as a man perfected, although he was perfect. But you know what? You know why he went through those sufferings? He knows how to secure them. And he knows what you're going through is. He was tested in all points like we are, yet without sin. You can never say that you was tested in any way and give an excuse. Well, the Lord didn't know what I was going through with. He knows. He knows. And he went through sufferings. He suffered, listen,
He suffered from the hands of men. He suffered on the cross of Calvary. He suffered on the cross as he became sin for us. And God judged him for our sins. He laid the iniquity of us all upon him. And notice that I'm telling you, God, in his mercy and his grace, he suffered for you and he suffered for me. Thank God that he did. Even as far as tasting death for us. You and I hadn't gone through that yet. But if time lasts, we will. But I can assure you, from the Word of God, he'll walk through that valley with you. And he's already tasted it. He's already been there. And he got victory with death, hell, and the grave. Don't you know the devil thought he had him? He said, we got him now. I can hear him hollering and screaming when he said, oh, he's getting up. Can't hold him down. No, he could not hold him down. Because God, listen, he gave him power. Listen, raise him up. God's mighty power. Let me tell you something. Devil has to move. When the power of God's moving, he has to flee. Thank God he does. Listen, that's why we need the power of God in this hour. We've never needed it before. So, he's bringing many sons into glory. Both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one. Hey, he's the sanctifier, and we being sanctified. He said, we are one. For which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. There it is. That's what I was talking about a while ago. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. If you've been born again, you may have some bit ashamed of you. On you as your their blood brother or brother in the Lord or sister in the Lord, I want to tell you something. You can rest assured if you've been birthed into the family of God, God's not ashamed to call you brethren or sister. Some people may look down on some people, but I want to tell you something. Here's the attitude to have. We should always have this attitude. We are what we are. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. That's all we are. We should also have the attitude. Listen, this will help you through life. I'm no better than nobody else. Also, to give you something else, nobody else is no better than you are or I am. You can go through life like that. You can talk to you could talk to the president, you could talk to the one in the poorhouse or the richest man in the world. They listen, neither one of them. If either one knows the Lord, they just listen, a brother of Christ just like you and I are in the Lord. And he said, I'm not ashamed. And if he's not ashamed to call me his brother, I should not be ashamed of him. Never. We should never be ashamed to talk to nobody about the Lord. And my brother-in-law, Brother Ed, went to see my older brother, Liam. He'd be 87 in April, Lord willing. He was making his plans for the funeral. So we talked to him about plans to meet God. He assured us he was fine. He said, I'm okay. He told me that before. But I felt like in my heart, I shouldn't, that's one of the, if you even your kinfolk, it's one of some of the hardest ones to talk to about the Lord. You ever found out? It is. But you know what? I believe we're seeing them all come in, seeing them all and them getting them in. Hallelujah. Whole family. I'm looking and praying and believing that all be saved. Amen. And you know what? By the grace of God, when I think about Him not being ashamed of owning me, with all my shortcomings, fares and faults, listen, and as perfect as He is, He still claimed me. You know why? Because He washed me in the blood. And He sanctified me. And you know what? One day, amen, I'm complete in Him now. But you move me outside of Him, I'd be awful. You said, well, I wouldn't. I don't know if you would or not. I ain't going to talk for you. But you know what? In Him, I'm complete. But one day, we'll be like Him. You know why? We're going to see Him as He is. And we see Him as He is, we'll be like Him. Hallelujah. So we see in this word, He's not ashamed to call us brethren. What He said in verse 14, for as far as much then as your children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death. That's the devil. You know what? What Jesus did when He went through death, God raised Him from the dead. He took the sting, not that we don't still have to die physically, but He took the sting out of death. And the sting of death is sin. And you know what? He took the fear. You know why you've seen Christians die and not be fearful? That's why He said Jesus tasted death for us, for every man. He's all our lifetime subject to the bondage of fear. You know that's so? In a sense, we have still a little fear of death because God leaves that there to help us survive. Right? But when it comes our time, like old Brother Jesse Norris told Carol one time, you don't need dying grace now. Years ago, you need living grace. But when time comes to make that crossing, you'll have dying grace. I've seen it over and over and over again. I got pretty close to it myself. I want to thank God for the peace, for the assurance, and the peace that I had during that time by the grace of God. And God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, He tasted of death for us. Hallelujah. Look at verse 15. I was saying part of it just then. He delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Sometimes, I want to tell you something. I've heard people say this. They knew people that couldn't enjoy life because they were so fearful of death or dying. Something happens. But I want to tell you something. Go ahead and make peace with God. Rest on His assurance. And enjoy life. And listen, He'll give you living grace. And when time comes, He'll give us dying grace. Hallelujah. That's my Jesus. That's my Lord. You heard what they said about old Brother Spurgeon. This has been over 100 years ago. 120, 30 years ago. Longer. You heard what they said about him, don't you? You know what he said about his people? He was a preacher. He said, I don't know what's going on over there, but said, his people die well. You know what I believe? I believe we'll live well. We live in the will of God and in the Word of God. We can leave this world not having to fear. By grace of God, He gives us victory even over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Because of what Jesus did on Calvary. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 17 and 18 as we close. Wherefore, in all things it behooved Him to make like unto His brethren. See, He was made like unto us. That's why He took upon this flesh. Not only to comfort us and strengthen us. He made like unto His brethren, see. There He is calling us His brethren again. We're His brethren. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said He's our elder brother. Well, He is. He's calling us our brother. He's our new, our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our Ruler. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's everything, listen, that we ever will need and ever will need throughout eternity. That's who our Lord is. Yes, He is. Then He says something else here. He said, made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest. You know why He was made like unto us? He really knows what it is. He can show mercy. He's a faithful, what? High priest. Old Testament, they had high priest. Went in, made them sacrifices. Don't need them no more. Why? He's our high priest. And you know what He's one like? He's one that's tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. And He also is one, listen, that He has those feelings. But why? Because He was tempted like we are. Yes, yet He did not sin. Therefore, He knows how to succor and strengthen and help those. Listen, it goes through the same things. You know, if you can been through something, you can sort of feel what somebody else is feeling when they're going through the same thing. If you've lost a spouse, you can feel that when somebody loses one. If you lost a child, you can feel that. If you lost a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, or close, even a close friend sometimes, you can feel that. So He was made like unto us. Who? Like His brethren. Like you. Like me. You see, that's the reason we can approach God. We can come to Him. We got a high priest. You know what He did? The Bible said He ever liveth to make intercession for us. That's what He's doing. He's interceding for us now at the right hand of the Father. And He knows what we go through with. And He pleads with us. We pray the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. The Bible says that. But the Spirit Himself utters with groanings that cannot be uttered, and we, the Holy Ghost, helps us pray. Jesus intercedes there with the Father, and He's there to make intercession for us, even in heaven itself. You know why Jesus told her Mary not to touch Him? One place He said, "Don't you touch me? I have not yet ascended into the Father." You couldn't touch a high priest. On the Day of Atonement, He was carrying His own blood. The Bible says He entered into the holy place with His own blood to obtain an eternal redemption for us. And when He came back, you see, He ascended up burn. Heaven carried His own blood up there, and He came back where the disciples was. He said, "Yeah, Thomas, He could touch Him now, but He didn't have to. He said He did. He said He wanted to. He had to put His hand in them nail prints. But He said, 'Oh, my Lord and my God.'" He didn't have to touch him. Huh? No, he didn't. And so we got that high priest. Faithful high priest. He made reconciliation for the sins of the people. Verse 18, for in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted. There it is. He's able to succour them that are tempted. Hallelujah. You see, he passed the test. If I needed somebody to help me, and I often did in school, well, if somebody had failed the test, they probably couldn't help me. But somebody passed it, made it good on the grade, that's the ones I wanted to help me. You know what Jesus did? He passed it, honey. He passed the test. And he knows how to help me through. He knows how. He knows how to succor me, to strengthen me, sustain me. He knows how to listen, to comfort me. He knows exactly how to do it. Yes, he does. My Lord does. He knows how to help you too. And he will. Yes, he will. I want to say, don't neglect his great salvation. It is so great, I couldn't imagine how to tell you how great. Well, as great as God is, great as our Savior, that's how great it is. It's wonderful salvation. Thank God for it. I'm glad I heard the gospel. I'm glad I heard it. It was good news. Thank God. Good news. Good news. The gospel is. Would you stand with me?